we need to proudly recognize, and we are so fondly associated with, a Hall of Famer, member of the WSW Morning Team Show. We say congratulations to you, Dave Maurer, recognized as a 2021 Michigan Association of Broadcasters Michigan Hall of Fame inductee.
Almost.
We're not worthy.
The induction ceremony has not taken place yet.
They're not going to take it away.
You're an inductee. You may not be inducted yet,
yes.
But they can't take away the inductee
recognition. Right. That happens in September. What they'll be doing is a video presentation, which is still to be put together. There'll be a lot of memories that will be edited together and some interviews that will be done. And I'll have an opportunity to make a few comments, and along with a number of other people. The Upper Peninsula really scored well this time around. They have two longtime, one's posthumous, but two of the longtime broadcasters in the UP that are being inducted, along with a young and up-and-coming person who is the new news director at WLUC-TV6 in Marquette. Who is going to be one of the young professionals, a new award that's been created. And another one of those young professional awards that's going to be given out is going to Caleb Gordon, who actually had worked here.
Yeah, that's right.
And I've helped mentor him in programming and in his news in his job in Port Huron. And he's being recognized as a young professional, so I'm really, really pleased to see that happening. And then someone else going in is a news anchor from Channel 7 in Detroit. And that pretty much wraps it up. And then there are some for non-public, non-commercial radio, a couple of awards in that category as well.
So when did you find out? When did the phone call come?
About 3 weeks ago. And I just didn't say anything because I had to do a bunch of work behind the scenes to put together a bio, which is available on where my picture is posted on that you put up, Charlie, on our Facebook page.
Yeah, if you go to facebook.com/WSW Radio, yeah, or if you go to our Morning Team page, I'll put a link up there to you for as well.
Yeah, so that includes why this is happening and what I've been involved in professionally and in the community and personal life, et cetera, over the years. So not everybody gets in. There are a lot of worthy people that need to belong, should belong in there, but they only take, you know, like less than a half dozen a year. Usually it's four. There are a couple extras that they put in this year. But, we've got people here in this building that deserve to be in there. So eventually, I know Art was nominated. He didn't make this round, but Art will get in eventually. It's just a matter of time, I'm sure. And Terry Henney has to be there somewhere down the line, so it's not all about me. Well, I want to stress
yes,
that.
Yes, it is. Actually,
this morning it is.
This morning it is. Yes.
Exactly right. This morning it is about you. We'll make sure it is.
Do you get a like a gold jacket like they do with football, or do you?
Normally, what happens,
the baseball with your.
Your bust. On it.
Normally, what happens is they have their annual meeting in the summer. And it's held at different places. One I would have liked to have been in and had an induction occur is Grand Hotel. They do it there, and they do it at the Amway Grand. And they have a big banquet in which they induct people normally, live and in person, and you are allowed to have your family there and join you. But last year and this year, we get the virtual treatment. So they do the tribute video.
So Dave Maurer, with your personal award here, and also associated with a couple of other awards in the last couple of years that we have received of national recognition that you could have actually represented WSW. What one would have been, was it Vegas?
What's that?
For the other awards.
Oh, it would have been Washington, D.C.
And
the other one would have been at the NAB, probably in Vegas.
Yeah.
The NAB.
Yeah. Which, of course, we've done virtually, so
you couldn't go there.
Didn't go there either. Oh, man.
Timing is everything, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, it's very special and very deserved.
Well, thank you.
Our fellow colleagues, when they found out, were sending messages back and forth and just so proud to know that they were associating with a Hall of Famer.
I appreciate all the people have made comments, some very, very kind comments on social media. I'm humbled by all of that and appreciate it. And one person thought it was I was going away. One guy thought it was no bit until he read it close.
Oh, no.
And well, that may be coming too. But
well,
yeah.
Anytime that somebody's being recognized and they put the full bio up,
yeah,
there,
right,
it's, okay.
Right. But I'm not planning to go away anytime soon. I'm not retiring. Although this is a capstone on a career to get this honor to be in the Hall of Fame. There's some great people who are in that Hall of Fame. I mean, J.P. McCarthy is in there, and Jim Brandstatter, and a lot of sports figures, mm-hmm. and Jim Bleicher, who used to be the news director at Channel 12, is in there. The late Bob Dyer is in there.
Yeah.
The late Les Root, who used to be a longtime news director in Flint, is in there. Just a lot of people. You can go to mishmab.com and go to the Hall of Fame. You can see all of the people that are in there. Ken McDonald is in there, and Ken's father, the late Kenneth Hugh McDonald, is in the Hall of Fame. So we have some other local people that have been inducted over the years.
Well, we certainly are glad to know that it is a recognition that has been made, and look forward to having a chance to have more fun when the induction officially takes place. But at this time, again, facebook.com/WSW Radio, or on our morning team page, we have the link up to the picture and the announcement and the bio for Dave as he's heading into the Michigan Broadcasting Hall of Fame.
Forever immortalized.
Yeah.
And thanks to my son Josh for the excellent picture that he took. Josh's work.
Yeah.
Josh does marvelous. So just about anything Josh touches, he does very well.
he does do good at a lot of things.
He gets it from his mother. He doesn't get it from me.
See, now he has a new moniker for Dad.
Right.
What? Oh, yeah.
Hall my
of
dad,
famer,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah. He's a Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer. Yeah, right. That's how we're going to describe
him. In fact, it is now time to start going up to the hour, up to the minute with news, business, and weather and sports. And to start that, in the WSW newsroom, here is Hall of Fame news broadcaster Dave Maurer.
Fierce wildfires in the Northwest.